This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
Live from North Hollywood, California, it's the Gary the Squirrel Show with special guests James Urbaniak, Anna Roisman, comedy from James Fritz, sidekick Scott Rogowski, and now the only late night host digging up your front yard trying to find his hidden nuts, Gary the Squirrel!
All right! What's up, Los Angeles? Your boy's home! I did it! I'm back! I got my own talk show! It's all gravy from here! Nothing gonna go wrong in my life no more! Well, welcome to the Gary the Squirrel Show. Very exciting. What's in the news? The Watcher. Anybody see The Watcher? The Watcher's currently the number one show on Netflix. A second season has already been announced, focusing on a millennial who doesn't check his email. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was booed, and he was hit with a beer can during the Astros World Series parade. Many were concerned, but an updated report showed that the beer can was fine. The beer can! Don't care about him. The can is worth more than him. Oh, boy. Yay. What else is going on? A New York City pop-up cafe is modeled after Central Perk coffee shop that was made famous on Friends. Fans were surprised to see how accurate the interior was to the one on the show. They were also surprised to see that Matt LeBlanc works there. Matt LeBlanc, Joey! How you doing? What else? A new study reports that drinking beer... I thought you would cheer for beer. A new study reports that drinking beer can help prevent Alzheimer's. Got enough fan of Alzheimer's here. When seeking volunteers for the study, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh stood up and screamed, "I will go as tribute!" Very political. I don't shy away from the political stuff. I'm like Mort Saul! I'm like, Bill Maher. Claude Brandon. What else is going on? What else? For the sixth year in a row, strawberries have topped the list of the world's dirtiest fruits and veggies. Better luck next year, butt lettuce. Butt lettuce. My writers, they're not so good. My writers should be called wrongers with some of these jokes. Wrongers! Dolly Parton has announced a new pet line that provides wigs for dogs. And it's called Doggy Parton. That name won out over other suggestions, such as, I will always love dogs. Why'd you come in here looking like dogs? And of course, Jolene is the name of my dog. CNN has parted ways with legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin. Sad news for CNN viewers, but great news for viewers of Pornhub's struggling news division. Pornhub! What else? What else? In politics, Donald Trump. There you go. Thank you. Donald Trump is starting to fight with Ron DeSantis as they both jockey for the 2024 Republican nomination. Wow, what an embarrassment of riches for the GOP, huh? You can either choose between a candidate that looks like a shaved gorilla that fell into a cotton candy machine, or one that looks like Ronald Reagan if your TV's aspect ratio is incorrect.
Aspect ratio.
Hey, have him thrown out of here. Who said that? Have him thrown out. If you're coming here to yell out the wrong things, you can beat feet. Woo! All right, that's all the jokes we got for that's the monologue. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And boy, oh boy, we got a great show for you tonight. We got James Urbaniak. Anna Roizman. And the comedy stylings of James Fritz. And I want to say hello to my band leader and my former roommate, Vance. How's it going tonight, Vance? Vance? Hey, Vance! Boy, oh boy. Dude's on his own planet. Starts playing that prog rock. He checks out. Okay, okay. Now let's say hello to my sidekick. My second banana. The one and only Scott Rogowski!
Gary!
Hey! How's it going, Scott?
Gary, it's going well. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, I'm good. Welcome to the Gary the Squirrel Talk Show. You're the sidekick.
I'm the sidekick. Here with Mort Squirrel over here. Look at this. We got him.
Yeah, you got it. I welcome you. You're a talent.
Well.
You're a friend.
Yes, thank you.
And I owe you money.
Well, you owe me money. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You owe me money, Gary.
Now, you, Scott, for people don't know, you used to be the host of an online trivia game.
Yes.
Called High C.
Close. Yes, that was my show, HQ Trivia, Gary. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
Some years ago now.
Yeah.
But this is my new gig here, Gary. I'm loving it.
Yeah, this is great for you.
Yeah.
You're doing great. You also got a store. Tell us more about that.
Yes, small business owner, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm a small business owner. Seems a little Republican, that phrase, but.
What's the name of the store?
It's called Quiz Daddy's Closet. Quiz Daddy's Closet is the name of the store. That's my my shop in Santa Monica. I sell vintage clothing, used clothes.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's going well, too. So things are great for me, Gar.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yep.
Sounds like it. Now, look, Scott, I know there's a lot of people say your best days are behind you. That you're in free fall. That you're doomed.
Yeah.
That the clock is ticking.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
You're most likely, the way things are going, you're going to end up hosting the 2023 Keepies. That's the Oath Keeper Award Ceremony.
The Keepies. I should be only so lucky, Gary.
But let me tell you. They're wrong, Scott. Oh. They're wrong.
Well, yeah, I wasn't really giving them much credence to begin with, but yeah.
Yeah, but look, sure. They got, you know, sure, you went from having Robert De Niro on your show. You went from having, like, Robert De Niro on your show.
That was a big show. That was a big show.
Now you're dealing with a customer who's yelling at you because you don't have the Dawkins shirt in a 2XL.
Yeah.
No, we threw that guy out. Scott.
Docking.
But look, that means nothing. You're here with me.
I've got some nice shirts. I've got some good shirts, Gar.
It's you and me together forever.
That's right. We're doing it.
Now, do you have a website?
Yeah, I haven't figured out the website yet, but
This guy hasn't figured a website out.
I'm doing brick and mortar, you know? That's my approach here. I have an Instagram page.
Ooh.
Instagram.
How'd you get one of those?
That was tough to get. It was tough to get.
You must know somebody.
I had to put a word in up top. Yeah.
What's the Instagram?
It is QDC.VTG. I shortened it. I rebranded. Quiz Daddy's Closet. I tried to go hip. I think it was a bad idea, frankly.
QDC.VTG.
Instagram.com/.
Say it again.
Instagram.com/QDC.VTG. Quiz Daddy's Closet.
QDC.VTG.
Vintage.
Vintage.
It's the cool abbreviation of vintage.
Gotcha. QDC.VTG.
Vintage. Quiz Daddy's Closet Vintage.
Everybody go to Quiz Daddy's Closet and buy your shirts.
Yeah.
The holidays are coming up.
Yeah. I got yes, it's a great gift. They make great gifts. I've got some things from Alex Trebek's estate as well right now.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I went crazy at the Alex Trebek estate sale.
Well, we'll do that later in the show. Yeah. I want to see what you got.
Yeah, yeah. I might have brought some things for you, Gar.
I can't wait. Now, we're going to do a game. Me and you.
I'm ready for it.
This game is called Name That Newsworthy Woodland Creature. I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
From the woods.
No, this is true.
Now let's see if you can, how good you are with this.
All right, throw it at me, Gar.
Question one.
Okay, question one.
The National Park Service wants humans to stop licking this animal. Now here are the choices. A. Sonoran desert toad. B. Common musk turtle. C. Tree frog. Now, you'll notice the first answer you probably thought is not on the list. Tom Sizemore. Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore.
Which one?
Gary, you probably thought you were throwing me with this first one here.
Yeah.
Making me answer a tough question out the gate, but
yeah.
I got to say,
yeah,
thanks to the algorithm, something passed my feed. I saw something about this Sonoran desert toad being licked because of hallucinogenic properties in the skin, and these kids are getting high in the toads, Gary.
You're correct.
Sonoran desert toads. That's right. That's right.
Okay, question two.
I'm a big reader, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the last book you read?
I read your book. I read Gary's. I read.
What's the last book you read that didn't have a centerfold in it? Yeah.
The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit. They didn't have a centerfold. The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Yeah. Now, do you got sports memorabilia in your shop?
I got plenty of it, yeah.
Do you have a Greg Luzinski jersey?
Greg Luzinski.
Extra, extra, extra small.
I have a Chase Utley jersey signed by Greg Luzinski, which might not your size, unfortunately.
Hold on. Chase Utley signed. Wait, Greg Luzinski signed a Chase Utley jersey.
That's right. Some say it's priceless. Some say it's priceless. You know, people get things signed, strange things signed. I think what it is Greg the Bull Luzinski is one of these players that some teams bring back, some of the old-time players they bring back as an ambassador. And I think he's one of these guys at Citizens Bank Park for Philadelphia. So you have fans come in there, and they see Greg Luzinski, and it's probably some kid, you know, who's that's the Bull, 83 World Series. And the kid's like, all right, and he makes him sign his shirt. And that's probably
how it happened. Ruined some kid's Chase Utley jersey.
That's right. That's right, because it's actually worthless with the signature.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't wear it.
Okay. All right, blank. Twice attacked a Washington woman. And a biologist says these attacks are becoming more common. A, bear. B, snake. C, owl.
Wow. I'm conflating this one with a story I saw about someone being mauled by dogs. I think an Amazon delivery person. So that is in my brain now. That's not one of the options. So I'm pretty clueless on this one, Gary. Attacks by, I'm going to say, owls.
Correct.
Pulled that one out. Pulled that one out.
Yeah.
Good old 33% chance on that one.
Yeah. Now here's another one for you. Rusty the Red Blank, who briefly ran free at D.C. in 2013. Has unexpectedly died.
Oh.
A, fox. B, panda. Or C, beaver.
Rusty's the name?
Rusty.
Rusty, huh? Ah, this one I also really have no idea, but I'm going to go with my intuition. Rusty, perhaps the red panda.
That's correct.
Okay. I'm like Kreskin up here. I'm just pulling
these. Yeah, you're like Kreskin.
Yeah. I'm impressing myself here, Gary. 3 for 3.
Yeah. You're like the dude with the animals. They're going to let him. What's that dude's name?
There's a couple of them. I know you're talking about. Well, not Steve Irwin. Earlier. You're talking about the animal wranglers?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell was that guy's name? John Hanna. Right?
Yeah. Hannah. Jack Hannah.
Hannah and her
Jack
sisters.
Hannah.
Jack Hannah. We got it. We got it together. Jack Hannah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Is this the kind of banter people get when they go to your store? I got to go in. I'm looking for a vintage Guns N' Roses shirt. Yeah, it was a great store, but the guy kept talking to me about Chase Utley jerseys.
This is not interesting banter, huh?
He kept telling me, do you remember HiQ?
HQ, yeah.
HQ.
Yeah, yeah. HQ.
Quiz Daddy's Closet.
That's right, that's right. I should sponsor the show.
You got a bathroom there?
No public restroom. No public restroom, unfortunately.
Even if I spent a ton of money?
You know, I do make exceptions, Gary.
What if I was in there? I'm dropping $2.
I could sneak it in my pocket, perhaps. I can get you in there.
I'm like, yeah, Come on, I gotta go real bad.
Yeah, I'll take care of you,
Gary. I'm dropping $2,000.
Do you want to hear how many people ask to use the bathroom on a daily basis? It's one of my most frequently asked questions, if I have a bathroom.
Yeah.
And I have to point it to the blue bottle up the street.
The
but that closes
bottle.
At 4 p.m. So if they're at 4 p.m., I say, go to the galley. It's this great little bar, restaurant. And I say, you just go to the back. You walk in like you own the place, like you're meeting people. No one's asking you a question. You walk into a bar or a restaurant. Yeah. You use the bathroom. That's a public bathroom as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, public bathroom. It's a very interesting story. The blue bottle.
Yeah. That's the name, Gare.
So you tell me, why don't you just go get an actual blue bottle and a curtain? Here's your bathroom.
Yeah, here's a yellow bottle.
Technically, anywhere can be a bathroom.
That's right.
It depends on your courage and your confidence.
Technically, every
store has a bathroom.
The world's your bathroom, Gary.
The world is my bathroom.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song. The world is my bathroom. Our final one. High up in the Montana mountains.
Boy, okay.
Goats and sheep faced off over a salt lick. Who won? Goats or sheep?
This is a news story? This is...
Well, news is relative.
This was reported as news somewhere. Goats versus sheep fighting over a salt lick on a mountain.
Yeah. What's it going to be, boy?
I'm going to go
with... No.
I'm going to go meatloaf. Counter...
That's meatloaf.
I'm going...
Yeah. R.I.P.
Counterintuitively, I'm going to say sheep.
Oh, you're wrong.
No!
In the home stretch.
My gut was goat, but I thought that was too easy at
that's
the end.
That's how your stupid game felt.
That's right.
I've been playing high Q.
You got to answer all 12.
And then you get some stupid trick question, and I don't win.
That's brutal. That's a brutal feeling. I feel your pain, Gary.
What did you call that question again?
That would have been a savage question if you got knocked out.
Question.
Yeah, a big ratio on the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never won.
Many people didn't when you're in good company, Gary.
Yeah. You know what? Watch this segue. Watch this. Speaking of good company.
There it is. That's my job to set you up.
You said it's like T-ball.
T-ball, baby.
Not like volleyball.
Yeah, you could set in volleyball, too.
We're like Goose.
And Maverick. And Maverick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's which?
Well, you're Squirrel and Maverick, baby. We gotta adjust.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm Val Kilmer.
I'm giving you Val.
Oh, no.
Val vibes.
What have I done to deserve this? Pet Shop Boys. With Dusty Springfield.
The best references in late night, Gary.
Coming up next on the Gary the Squirrel Talk Show, James Urbaniak will be right back.
All right.
Welcome back to the Gary the Squirrel Show.
All right. Welcome back. Now get our first guest has appeared on shows like Difficult People. Review, Venture Brothers, as well as movies like Wonderstruck and American Splendor. Please welcome the lovely and talented James Urbaniak.
Should we do that?
Yes. Yeah, get comfy. Get
Gary,
comfy.
Scoochin. I am honored to be on this, your premiere.
Yeah.
And it's great to put a face to the voice.
Because
I've heard you on the podcasts. I don't think we've actually met in real life. I know it's your show, but can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Where did you grow up?
Jersey.
Jersey. So did I. I thought I heard a little tri-state area thing there.
Yeah.
May I say, you kind of sound like Frankie Pentangeli from The Godfather Part II, played by Michael Gatzo.
He's got some Pentangeli in him.
Yes.
The Gatzo!
The Gatzo. He was also a playwright.
The great Gatzo.
Say champagne cocktails.
Champagne cocktails!
That's Frankie Pentangeli right there. That's great.
That's it.
Josh Gatzo! Josh Gatzo, not funny!
Hey, hey, easy.
Yes,
not
that's
funny.
Friend of the show.
Can we get Gary some chalk so he can draw the line?
Friend of the show.
The hey. King of Zing. That's what you
king
are, Gary. The
Look,
King of
Josh,
Zing.
We only tease the ones we love.
That's
true.
True.
That is true.
I just want to say.
That is so true.
When I was in the Navy, and I stood on that battleship, and I looked out.
Yep.
Each and every person, of all different race, creeds, colors. We were all the same on that battleship.
That's right.
And Will Rogers said, I don't make fun of little
Will
people.
Rogers.
I don't make fun of little people. And each and every one of you tonight are big, big people.
From the bottom of your heart.
God bless America!
Yeah.
This is
Gary, I got to say, I love a talk show that references Mort Saul, Jack Hanna, and the closing monologue in Don Rickles' Hello, Dummy. This is a generational demo you're going for. And as an aging Gen Xer, I appreciate it.
You know my favorite line from that album, Hello, Dummy, is when he goes, yeah, where are you from? And somebody goes, I'm Welsh. And he goes, hey, you're Welsh, huh? Let me make you feel at home. Air raid. No, cave in.
Yeah.
He goes, we're cave in.
Cave in.
But it was only gentle fun that he was poking at the victims of World War II.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the Navy.
No, I got the reference.
Valor. I don't want one of these Navy guys coming after me.
Gary, you were in the Coast Guard, if I recall, in Jersey, like around
and
Sandy Hook.
And the Coast Guard's just as much a part of the military as the Marines. It might even, some say it's harder to be in the Coast Guard because you got to put up with people making fun of you.
That's right. And so you overcompensate a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where you got that tough exterior.
Thank you. Now, James.
Yes, yes.
You grew up in Bayonne.
I do. Well, I was born in Bayonne, and I lived there till I was 8, and then I moved to Marlboro in Monmouth County. Springsteen's County, Gary. Springsteen's County, right next to Freehold.
Yeah. Rumson.
Rumson is a little Tony. We call that Tony. Not in the soprano sense of a guy named Tony. Quite the opposite. A sort of rarefied, well-to-do area.
Posh.
I had a friend who lived in Rumson.
I used to make football bets with a guy named Little Tony. In Rumson.
Yeah, in Rumson. Interesting. Springsteen lived in Rumson at one point. When you do well, you move to Rumson.
Yeah. Notice I ain't living in Rumson.
No.
It ain't been so easy lately.
That's the phrase I use. This ain't no Rumson. When things aren't going
no
well.
Rumson.
Last 2 years have been no Rumson.
James.
Yes.
Gary's from Nutley, isn't he?
Hey, there you go.
Hey-yo!
Little Jersey pun there.
There it is.
Hey-yo!
Leave it to the New Yorker.
Nutley! When is Long Island going to secede?
Are you asking me?
After this election, we could see it.
They should just push it into the ocean. Cut it loose. Like the way Bugs Bunny sawed off Florida.
Exactly. You're kind of like Bugs Bunny. You're a traditionally sort of cute woodland creature, but you have like a city attitude.
Yeah.
I like it.
You don't mess with me. You leave me alone, I leave you alone.
Don't mess with the re.
You mess with me. I start playing mind games, baby. Just like Bugs Bunny. I'll get deep into your mind, make you go crazy. I'll put on lipstick and a dress. You won't know which way's up.
Yeah.
Psychological damage.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
James, what's it like to be an actor?
Well, I'll tell you, it has its ups and downs, Gary. But things are going pretty well. I'm actually, you know, sometimes you're not working a lot, sometimes you are, but I am in a big film that's opening this Friday in selected cities. And then it opens in wider release later this month. It's by a big director, Gary. Can you guess? You get three guesses. Guess the director whose movie I'm in.
It opens this weekend.
It does open this weekend in selected cities, Gary. Nutley.
Do we know which cities?
Nutley, Runson, and...
the Amboys.
And the Amboys. Big director.
Big director.
You want a hint?
Give me a hint.
Okay, his first initial is S. It's a man.
S.
S.
Yes.
It's not Stanley Kubrick. He died.
He passed away.
He passed.
Yeah.
I have a guess.
Starts with an S.
Starts with an S. Who is it, Gary?
Steven Soderbergh.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh.
In fact, you got a couple syllables correct.
I know it is.
Who is it?
Steven Spielberg.
It's Spielberg.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Fablemans.
I'm in the Fablemans, Gary.
Who do you play?
I play
Papa Fableman.
I do not play a Fableman, but I play young Fableman's high school principal.
Give me a little taste of that.
I will. I'll give you a little taste. Hey, folks, here we are at the prom, and we're going to show young Sammy Fableman's movie that he made at the beach.
Ooh.
And that's it, Gary.
I like it.
Now, it's only one scene, but as you know, if you have a small part in a Spielberg, we're still quoting the guy in Jaws who said, "Oh, what?" We're still quoting him.
That's right.
So I hope that they'll still be quoting me in the future. Now here's Sammy Fableman's movie, folks. I'm the principal.
Pretty soon you'll be out by the airport signing autographs at a trade show.
I hope so.
Next to the Batmobile.
Yes.
We got the Batmobile kid from Knight Rider and the guy from Fableman's.
I'll tell you
the
something.
The principal.
Yeah.
I'll be taking tickets.
I once saw James Tolkien, the principal from Back to the Future, at a con. So there's a big future for actors who have played principals and movies set in high schools.
McFly. Yeah.
Maybe James Tolkien and I could share a table, two movie principals.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it too.
How do you remember all those lines?
You know, everyone asks that.
Teach me how to act.
Sure. Okay. I'll teach you. Let's say the line is to be or not to be. Okay? Now, let's pretend, Gary, that that's a new line.
Yeah.
It's from a new play. So what you do, you use it, and those words just aren't sticking. You just can't remember them.
Yeah.
So what I do is I create a mnemonic device. It's visual imagery. So I picture two bees, bumblebees, and then I picture two dead bumblebees next to them. So you have two bees and then two not bees because they're dead.
Hmm.
Now try it. Let me hear you say that line.
Two dead bumblebees.
Okay, this is the slippery slope because you start saying the mnemonic device and it sounds like gibberish. But that's a little free hack there. A little acting hack.
Two bees.
Or not two bees.
You got it. Beautiful.
Or not two bees. That's brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
That was good.
Now, do you have a IMDb Pro account?
You know, I did have one, and it may have expired. I don't remember.
Can you check? Because I got to log into one of those.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you my password if I have
it. I got to make a couple changes. Someone listed me as squirrel number 4 on an episode of Mom.
Yes.
That wasn't me.
No, that's a shame. They got the squirrels mixed up.
Now, you've worked with all the greats. Todd Haynes.
I have.
Steven Spielberg. Julie Klausner,
the famous Julie Klausner. I was on her show.
Andy Daly.
Yes, many of the big names. Only big names. That's a rule
that
I
like?
Have. Which one?
I don't know any of them.
They're all mensches to a man and a woman. They're all awesome.
Do you like crack each other up like on the Carol Burnett show?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. You kind of lose it. Sometimes you do a little... If there's an audience in like a comedy show, there's a good trick. You can do this. You turn around and you move your shoulders and you pretend you're laughing. And then the audience cracks up because they think you're laughing. It's a good trick. Yeah.
Because I do this sometimes when I do stand up.
Yeah.
I go. Jack Nicholson opened up a panini shop, it might go a little something like this. I turn around and I go, you want your goddamn panini?
Yeah. And then you squint your eyes like you just did.
I want a panini with no goddamn cheese on it.
Right.
Five easy pieces.
You can't handle the cheese.
Yeah.
That
Where
kind of
do
thing.
They get a load of my panini?
There are only 40 paninis in the whole country, and I'm fucking one of them. That's a line from...
from what?
Terms
Art
of Endearment. Terms of Endearment.
Art Fern.
Art Fern was a Carson character.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to do characters? That kind of fell out of fashion.
Karnak.
Heartburn, not Art Fern.
Heartburn.
I'm just in the zone where you're only making references that people who were born before 1970 understand.
This next movie has Dick Shawn, Tippi Hedren, and Buffo the Wonder Dog.
That's right.
You just did a movie where about like Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes, I did a movie directed by Patricia Arquette.
Patty!
Mm. Patty, as we call her. Patty A., the great actor, and now she's directing, and I did a movie that's based on a young woman got a job as an assistant to Hunter S. Thompson, and it's a fictionalized version of that, and Willem Dafoe plays a fictional version of Hunter S. Thompson. They give him a different name, but he still has that essence. And I play the fictional Hunter S. Thompson's book editor.
Gotcha.
That's what it's about. And I think this audience, who get all these references, will rush to see a movie about a fictional Hunter S. Thompson.
I was on the outskirts of Barstow when the nuts began to take
hold. That's right. Fear and nutting in Las Vegas, Gary.
Now, James.
Yes.
You've done a bunch of movies and shows and stuff.
Yeah, I'm an actor. That's what I do.
Can you, if I give you a project, can you tell me the character you played?
Yeah, I'd love it. I'm playing James Urbaniak trivia.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know that I'm going to be good at this, but hit me.
What was the name of your character on Without a Trace?
Wow, this is really good because I've done so many procedurals, Gary. That's sort of been my bread and butter. And I can only remember the name of my character on one procedural. So Without a Trace, I'm going to guess that I was Rod Terwilliger, because I often play guys with names like that.
No.
Yeah, I just, that was Pulled a shot in the dark.
You were Damon LaFleur.
But I was so close. Come on, how close is that to Rod Terwilliger? They're kind of Rumson names, you know what I mean? Kind of old money names.
Now, who did you play on NCIS?
All right, I'm going to say Dr. Johan Economowoc.
Dr. Rod Daniels.
There's the Rod.
No, I didn't really play a doctor, did I?
You were Dr. Rod Daniels.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rod Daniels. Now we're going to look at Sammy Fableman's x-rays.
I think you're getting confused.
I really like this game. This is a great idea for a game.
How about on Numbers?
All right, Numbers. Wait. Numbers was my first procedural gig. It was my first gig in L.A. when I moved to L.A. in 2007.
This is a good name, dude. This is a good one.
And I played a guy who worked in a startup or a computer company. So he wasn't a doctor. And his name was probably something like, I'm going to go with, it's probably something slightly informal. His name was probably like, I'm just going to go with Scotty Miller. His name was Scotty Miller, the CEO of ComputerCom.
Wait till you hear this name.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Your name was Binky Moore.
Oh my God, I was so close. Because I said it was going to be something like a nickname.
Binky.
And I wish I'd gone with Binky.
Scotty and Binky are close.
I got to say, I think my memory for these things isn't bad. I've come so close. I'm in the zone each time. Now, I do know who I played on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. I do know that name. Do I get a point if I say that name?
Yeah, what was that?
That was Wade Donato. And he was a young man who put mini cams in a woman's restroom for his own perverted Classic. Reasons. And then he turned out to be the red herring, and because a crime had been committed in the restroom, and then they made their way to my character, and his name was Wade Donata, and because I remember that name, because I always felt that was sort of a water pun.
Who wrote Wade that Donato. Episode? AP Mike. Did AP Mike write that one? Mike, I love you. We'll get you on the show soon.
He had something he wanted to say about...
I've got something to say.
Yeah.
Jersey! The Misfits!
Maxwell's.
Hoboken! My Square City, baby!
City Gardens.
Trenton!
City Gardens was a famous rock and roll club.
Yeah.
Had a lot of alt bands in the 80s. I used to go there all the time, Gary. John Stewart was a bartender there.
Yeah, for
back
like
then.
4 days, and he's still dining out on that.
Yeah, I love. Well, who was dining out? Me.
John Stewart.
Oh yeah. Well, it gives him indie cred
yeah.
to say you worked at City Gardens. Indie
yeah,
cred.
I worked at City Gardens, man. Yeah, from Thursday to Saturday. You're still telling us 48 years later. You're still talking
yeah.
about it.
It was a great time. He was making. Yeah, he was making jokes about Reagan's cabinet. You know, doing political humor behind the bar.
Yeah. He was like, as he's pouring your Pabst Blue Ribbon,
exactly.
he starts talking about Casper Weinberger.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how about that David Stockman? What is the deal with his glasses?
I'm in charge here. Al Higg.
Exactly. I got it.
Deep cuts.
What's that?
These are deep cuts from the Reagan
deep
administration.
Deep cuts.
Yeah.
This is a very political show.
Yeah, you don't shy away from that.
On a political night.
You know. You should get like a little tiny prop newspaper like Mort Saul used to hold and just
yeah.
hold it in your little paw there.
Boy, oh boy. I read six newspapers a day.
Yeah.
And maybe read four and write some jokes.
Yeah.
Instead of reading those two extra newspapers.
Yeah. You can cut out like the Parade supplement.
Yeah.
You don't need to read that anymore.
Yeah, what's he read? Parade celebrity news on page
yeah.
two.
Sir Walter Scott's personality parade or whatever they had in there.
Who did you
Sir
play
Walter
on
Scott.
Scandal?
Was I on Scandal? Oh, yeah, I was on Scandal. I
Boy, what must that be like?
I had a small part as a lawyer.
Oh, did I do Scandal? Oh, I guess I did.
That was a humble brag, because often people mistake brags for humble brags, but a humble brag is couched negatively. So I'm like, God, I've done
right.
so many TV shows, I
yeah.
can't remember if I was on Scandal. That is a classic humble brag.
Hollywood type.
Yeah. I would say I was a lawyer, so I would say my name was Bruce Sharkney. Bruce Sharkney.
Mike Silva.
Same. Scans the same.
You were
Scans
a Silva.
The same. And then I was on that show, and they said it was maybe, this is a thing every actor loves to hear, Gary. This is a little something about acting. They said possible recurring character. Not only did I never hear from them again, but when I saw the episode, it was edited in such a way that nothing about what I was doing landed as a character. It was just me giving some information. And then a couple of years later, I met one of the writers of that episode in a bar, and he apologized for me.
Wow.
Good
but it was
you.
Fine. Yeah, it was fine.
I think it's time for the Mike Silva Chronicles spinoff.
Yeah.
Scandal spinoff. The people want it.
My little peripheral character. It's happened before.
Mike Silva!
Get him out of here!
May I ask a question? May I ask a question, Gary? To James
yeah,
here, when you get your character name on these shows,
yes.
you've done a lot of these shows, as we've established,
yes.
and then they have to write a character name. Do you ever have notes on the name? Do you actually study the name and try to embody this person? I'm going to be a Damien LaFleur. I'm going to be a Dr. Rod Danis. Does that sink in at all?
It does give you a sense of the energy they want for that character. And this is true, as Johnny Carson used to say, this is true. The other day I had an audition for a character, and his name was like Dr. Bob Smith. And it just felt like it was the end of the workday in the writer's room. They're like, just put Bob Smith in there. We'll come up with the real name tomorrow.
Doesn't give you a lot to work with.
And they kept it, which gave me great freedom, because what's a Bob Smith?
Right.
It could be anybody.
Yeah. So what was that show?
I don't remember. I'm still waiting to hear from them, so I can't say.
Now, who did you play?
Is this a 90-minute show like Carson in the 70s?
It's coming up. Final one.
Let me hear it.
Sex in the City.
And Sex in the City, I played a shoe salesman named Buster.
That's correct.
Because, yes.
Wow.
Because that was obviously a joke.
Buster.
A joke on Buster Brown.
Buster Brown shoes.
Buster Brown, and I played a foot fetishist shoe salesman. Get it? Imagine the comic possibilities of a foot fetishist who gets a job in a Madison Avenue shoe store, and one of the Sex in the City's ladies walks in. It's a recipe for awkward, cringe comedy.
It's frankly perverted.
It is. And many people remember that episode. It's very fondly remembered.
Yes, we all remember it.
That was a high. Gary, I know you didn't watch SATC, but many people did.
And that's a big show again now because of the movie, right?
That's right.
Is there a renewed interest in this character?
Jay Diaz!
What?
Jay Diaz!
JDS. What is that?
Jay Diaz? Is he throwing out your character name?
I don't know what you're saying.
It's a new character.
New character.
And just like that.
This is reverse. You have to guess the show now.
Yeah, okay.
She's a stand-up. They are a stand-up. I apologize. They're a stand-up.
They are a stand-up.
That's the tagline.
The new Sex in the City show.
Yeah.
JD, baby, 24/7.
I know what this is. This is a character in the new movie.
I see.
Not speaking English?
Well, it's hard to parse with the outbursts.
You're just kind of throwing out random letters of the alphabet, and we're trying to make sense of it here.
Yeah, but now I am remembering there is a comedian, right?
True to form. By the way, I played that a few times, and I never won.
You did,
but I feel like it's all good now.
I'm telling
you, together it's on the couch. That's how life works.
My line is, James, I never won either.
Hey, man,
I never won either.
But families and relatives of the production, I cannot win. That's true.
That's
true. Gary, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I think he's.
Oh boy!
No kidding.
Singing.
2001, baby. Kubrick.
Great.
Check it out.
Yeah. Go.
That's
go see.
Pick the click.
Only in theaters.
Select cities.
Recommended. 2001, A Space Odyssey, gets my thumbs up.
What do you think about the ending there? What's going on with the baby and the thing and the old man in the room?
I can't realize, James. Life comes at you pretty fast, and if you're not paying attention, you might miss it.
That's good. That, you know, if they re-release a Blu-ray, 2001, A Space Odyssey, directed by Stanley Kubrick, and then on the bottom, life comes at you fast, and if you mess up,
you turn around, you're an old man in a bed. Next thing you know, you're a baby in space.
Leave it to a squirrel to get it.
That's the most concise and cogent
to deconstruct
analysis of this movie I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Look, I've seen that movie.
How many times?
5 times.
Yeah, I think it's fair. That's
monolith.
Not bad. Monolith. Yeah, the monolith.
I can't let you do that, Gary.
What's that mean? What's the monolith?
It's very simple. It's a communication device sent from place to place, and then when you unearth it, it talks to the next monolith.
Incredible. Gary the Squirrel.
It's a means of alien communication.
Do you believe there was primate monolith connection happening there? Were they telekinetically discussing their plans for the future together?
Yeah, I do.
The floating pen. Does that mean anything beyond just a floating pen is cool, or is there a symbol there?
You mean when that...
When the pen floats, Gary.
When that one monkey throws a bone?
No, when the pen floats
monkey
aboard this...
Monkey bone!
Gary, you're a great talk show host, and you can parse Kubrick. It's incredible.
Yeah.
There's no show like this.
The Kubrick parser.
Yeah.
Gary, you know, like, I think it was the composer Alex North wrote a score for that. He shows up at the premiere. No score. All just classical music.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Talk
about showbiz.
Who else was in that movie and got cut out?
Jack Hannon.
Dick Shawn!
Dick Shawn. Yeah, there was a comic sequence where Dick Shawn is the cook aboard the vessel.
And he's like, hey, baby.
Yeah, he's...
I'm trying to get this ship to Jupiter, baby.
And he's doing the twist at one point.
Yeah.
And then...
Chaos ensues!
And well, what happens is
everybody
there's no gravity.
We'll be right back with our next guest, Anna Roisman.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Gary the Squirrel Show.
Yeah. So, Scott.
Yes, Gary.
How's it going, baby?
Oh, having a wonderful time here. What a night. What a night. James, phenomenal guest. Yeah. Could not ask for a better guest.
I know.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you brought some stuff, Scott.
I did. We've talked earlier, and you've been very kind to give me this platform, this space here to
promote
the vintage clothing store, which really...
No bathroom!
In all honesty, no bathroom.
Unless you spend some real cash.
That's, yeah.
Then only let's do number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do number one or number two, whatever you want to do in there.
Really?
Yeah.
You might want to watch out for that. Sounds like a challenge.
Your bathroom is yours once you get in there.
What do you got?
Well, so, look, I've got a really special thing going on right now at the shop. It's actually something anyone could participate in, no matter if you live in L.A. or not. You could bid on some items. First time ever I'm doing an auction from the store because I have some very special pieces, Gary. It's incredible timing. Today is the 2-year anniversary of Alex Trebek's passing, the Jeopardy great. Host,
oh, no.
Longtime host, 2 years ago today.
Yeah,
80 years old, pancreatic cancer.
No!
Gary, had you not heard about this? Because it was in the news 2 years ago.
It was in the news 2 years ago.
No!
You should have checked Wikipedia recently to know this.
Who's the new host? Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers didn't get it. You know, Dr. Oz, we all forget that Dr. Oz was a temporary Jeopardy host and now potential senator. No, Jeopardy. Look, Jeopardy is an iconic show. Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
In my role as the HQ host, there was obviously a very natural affinity for Alex Trebek. I mean, this is the legend, the quiz granddaddy, if you want to call him. People call me the quiz daddy. He's the quiz granddaddy, the original quiz daddy. He always seemed mad. He had a bit of a
seemed like he had a short fuse.
Short fuse, a little curt with something. That's kind of what made it fun. He had a phenomenal house, Gary.
You would get mad if, like, you wrote, like, a funny thing on the Final Jeopardy. He'd actively be mad.
Yeah.
I think he had a professorial quality. It wasn't necessarily anger.
What I think's happening here is I think Gary's thinking of the SNL sketch of Jeopardy with Will Ferrell.
Well, this happens. People often confuse parody with the real thing.
Right.
I know what I'm talking about. I saw an episode of Jeopardy, Burt Reynolds was on.
Right.
Yeah, and he wore a big hat.
A very large hat.
He was chewing gum, right?
Yeah.
That was a sketch.
It was a big hat.
Sean Connery was on.
No. It was a big hat.
Gary, this is the thing that happens. Like, Sarah Palin never said, I can see Russia from my house, but people think she said that.
Is that true?
Tina Fey said it. Yeah, so
no.
This is a very common misconception.
Mandela effect.
We should come up with a name for this effect. Let's call it the Trebek effect.
The Trebek effect.
The Trebek effect. Yeah. When you recall the parody as the real thing.
Right.
It's a phenomenon.
This
is a whole other episode.
It's slightly different from Mandela effect. You're right. It's a new effect. We've discovered a new effect here tonight.
Yeah, we had a new effect tonight. Incredible.
But Gary, so 2 years ago he died. 7 months ago, his family, I guess, got over it finally and then had an estate sale. The whole house was on sale. I mean, this was a massive event in Studio City.
How much for the toilet?
The toilets were priced to move. The whole thing, I'm telling you, there were hundreds of people lined up at 6 a.m. to get into this guy's house.
Yeah.
And I got there early as well. Another buddy actually beat me to it, but I was able to join him in line. It was one of those situations. And I spent far too much
people,
money.
What is? People with too much free time.
Yeah. There were some nuts. There are some nutsos out there, Gary. They're giving you run from their money with their nuts. So I spent most of my money at this estate. So I got everything from a book.
Most of your actual money.
I went full. I invested deeply into the Trebek estate.
Oh no!
The first thing I say, walk in, I see a book on the coffee table. Phyllis Diller's 1984 classic, Aging Isn't Fun, or what something. It was something of that to that effect. And it opened it up and signed from Phyllis Diller to Alex Trebek. Alex, love you. Big, you know, some funny message, something. But signed by Phyllis Diller. $60. That's expensive for an estate sale. But for a one-of-a-kind piece, worth it to me.
A little pricey.
That's not for sale. It's pricey.
Did you buy it?
I bought it. I bought that. I bought shirts, t-shirts,
did
vintage
you flip
clothing.
It yet?
No, I'm keep. That's a keeper. That's a keeper.
I'll give you $9,000 for it.
$9,000. We could talk after the show.
We've all got a price.
That is true.
What do you got?
So, yeah, I brought a few pieces of show off here because these auctions are running now at qdc.btg. We're doing a live auction on SubX. Yeah.
I like this already. I can see it.
So this is, you know, I was rummaging through his actual closet. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
And
did
I'm
they
just
know
pulling.
You were there?
I mean, no, there are other, a lot of other people there, but most people are going for the furniture, the art. You know, I'm in his drawers.
And, you weren't doing
as
a creepy crawl, were you?
Creepy crawl. Well, I wasn't just sniffing.
Moving the furniture and 6 inches over, freaking family out.
No, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't sniffing any of his clothes. I was being as normal as I could.
The man's a family, Gary. We all know.
I was being as normal. I was being as normal as I could be.
Gary, this was, I assume, during the day.
Yes.
It was a public event. Yes. It was not a creepy crawl. You were not driving there at night with a bunch of stoned hippies trying to freak out the man represented by Alice Trebek's estate.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a movie.
What is it?
And I want you to be in it.
Let's
talk. It's called Screwhead.
Screw him?
Screwhead.
Screwhead. Yeah, yeah. I like it.
The one guy in the Manson family.
Yeah, Screwhead.
That they said was dumb by Manson family standards. How dumb do you have to be the dumb one in the Manson family?
Yeah. He was a real lamux, Screwhead.
You got Charles Manson playing these Benny Goodman records. And he's acting like a fake hippie.
Yeah, Screwhead comes out. He's like, "Where is everybody?" And it's like the night they went to the La Bianca's. He's never invited. He just sits there, watches TV.
Krenwinkel.
Yeah, Krenwinkel. They won't even talk to him.
Yeah. So what do you got? Let's see the first shirt.
I didn't go to the Manson family estate.
Yeah.
Still. I didn't go to that. Would be a fun one though.
So
the Charles Manson family.
Now show this because this is a beautiful shirt.
So just picture this. I'm just pulling shirts off the shelves. These at the point where I go up to the front to pay for the stuff, and they didn't have prices on these things. They're like, "Where'd you find this?" I said, "It was up on the shelf." I'm just pulling T-shirts that were just probably sitting there for decades. And sure enough, you didn't have a ton of Jeopardy branded things, which is a little disappointing. Or maybe I got there too late, and all that stuff went first, more likely. But a few things were left over, like this one, just a big old Jeopardy 1993.
Incredible.
Look at
they
that.
Made a shirt every year with the year on it for the staff.
I would seriously wear that. Being an aging Gen Xer, the early 90s is very important to me.
And the back hit here, AT&T, USO. So this is probably from a USO tour he did.
Yes.
Boy, that must have been a real treat for the troops.
Jeopardy.
The guy from that game show your grandparents watch comes out. You're stuck over in the desert.
Well, later they brought out Fran.
From Jeopardy's here.
Yeah. They also had Fran Tarkenton and the Playmate of the Month, so it was fine. Yeah.
Susan Anton!
Susan Anton was there.
93, though. Was this...
That's enough to make me flip tricks.
That was
sides.
Jeopardy's grunge year.
Yes. This was... But 93 was post-Iraq War, post-Gulf War. What was going on in 93 that we'd have a USO? I guess we're still stationed. They're just constantly stationed everywhere.
Yeah, we're primed and ready to go.
Right.
Something's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
1993, maybe you heard of a little show called Friends was being created. It wasn't on yet. They were working on it in 93.
Nirvana's Nevermind.
92 right? For that one,
92?
Baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Butch Vig.
Well, we've got Haynes. It's a Hanes XL single stitch. That's for the people who know their t-shirts.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's a fun
single
piece.
Stitch is fine.
Single stitch. You know the old, you know, pre 95-96. This right here is maybe
Hello.
The most special piece in the collection.
Yeah.
Ottawa Senators jersey.
Yeah.
What's special about it?
Nice.
Trebek.
Oh my God.
Proof that I was there.
Yeah.
All items come with a certificate of authenticity, by the way, but this one doesn't need it because this was a jersey that was most likely, and again, I don't have the exact stories on these pieces. I'm doing my best guesses, but Alex Trebek was a beloved celebrity. Beloved celebrities are often invited to sporting events, hockey games, to drop a ceremonial puck at hockey games specifically, throw a ceremonial first pitch at baseball. So he got called to do this, and I believe it's from a puck drop, and they gift you with a custom jersey, and you get to walk away with it.
He was Canadian, dude.
He was Canadian. Exactly. He loved the pucks.
I bet you Kevin Smith would give you a pretty penny for that.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And if anybody has a connection to the, to Kevin Smith here.
Smodcast!
Gary. Ex-Smodcaster. Is this on the Smodcast Network? Is this... But this, this
Clerks
is...
Clerks 3! On demand now! Ironically, right. Nobody demanded it, but it's on demand. I demanded it be off demand. Off demand!
So listen, that's it. That's a great piece, and... And,
Gary,
and
Kevin
are...
Smith's from New Jersey. Let's go easy.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you might know the guy.
The Quick Stop.
Yeah, they made it in Highlands, Gary.
I was supposed to be off today.
I do want to say that.
I spent my whole life in New Jersey. Never saw anybody ever play street hockey once.
It makes a good point. Just and fits I... his body well, I guess, and the jersey, the hockey jersey. Well, I also want to say, so this auction's running, and proceeds will be going to the Lustgarten Foundation for pancreatic cancer research, because that is, unfortunately, what got Mr. Trebek. This is
That's
one...
very kind of you, Scott.
Yeah, you know.
Let's hear it for Scott Rogowski.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One more shirt.
This is a shirt, a final shirt here, and this is maybe the most special one, Gary. Save the best for last.
Why is that?
So, because I did my research on this, and I do my research. So, this is, it says Coach on the back.
Yeah.
Coach Belleville on the front there. So Belleville is a small town in Ontario where Alex Trebek raised his family before moving to the States. And he was his son Maddie's coach at the Belleville PTOEC, which is their, you know, what's what they called their local YMCA over there. And so, this is a very personal. This is Alex Trebek's, he wore this coaching his son. And it's just, you know, some pieces are cool because Jeopardy, we like Jeopardy, but if you want to really have a connection to the man himself, you know, it was well worn and a beloved piece. So Gary doesn't seem that interested in it, but I thought this was maybe.
I actually think that was not sleeping. I think Gary was actually in ecstasy.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I had a dream.
Yeah. What was the dream?
I had a dream. I had an awesome dream. Lionel Richie.
We're running the gamut with the references tonight.
Running with the night. Lionel Richie.
Love him.
Another Richie.
We're going to have a party.
Yeah. Oh, 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 hey. We're going to have a party.
Oh, Fiesta.
Long. You know who directed that video?
David Fincher.
Bob Rafelson.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Come, nice
five easy pieces connection.
Bring, yeah, bringing it bring all back. It, nice callback. That's what we say in the comedy business. It was a callback.
6 degrees of Rafelson.
Harold. It's a Harold.
It's a Harold.
Yeah, it's a. This is a Harold. It's very long, and I don't know where it's going. This is a Gary. It's a Gerald.
This is a Harold with a guy who can't improvise. So that's also a nice fun element here.
Yeah.
By the way, Gary, I played Del Close in a documentary about Del Close called For Mad Men Only.
This I saw.
And I merely bring it up because it was a perfect segue to plug something else.
James, you're phenomenal in this. If I can fanboy out here for, I know the sidekick role here, but I really am here to puff up Gary. Okay,
moving along.
But anyway.
Up.
Great movie.
I want to hear about this.
About what?
Del Close.
There's a really good documentary by a woman named Heather Ross about Del Close, and they sort of had reenactments in it, and I played Del Close in the reenactments. Enough about that.
I always felt when I was in New Jersey, I was always Del Close, because we were next to Delaware.
Yeah. It's nice.
Delaware is close. You ever go to that Sbarro's at the Delaware rest stop?
No.
Good slice.
I used to go to a White Castle on Route 9 near Sayreville when
I
was driving back
one.
From New York.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Sliders,
baby.
With that shirt.
Yes. This. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I just think this is probably the most special piece in the collection.
How bad do you want this job, Scott?
This job right here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm loving it so far, and it, you know, between you
if
and me.
If you want the job.
The people watching here.
If you want that job,
yeah,
you gotta cut that shirt up.
I have to cut it up.
Yeah, rip it. Rip it.
But it's a really important shirt to the collection. I mean, I was just saying it's so. But. The truth is.
Grip it and rip it.
I do need this job.
Yeah. I didn't realize this was an audition.
I need this job.
Gary, you're putting me in a pretty impossible situation here, Gary.
Chorus line.
I got it. I'm watching Cisco pitter pat.
You're gonna actually make me rip the. You're actually gonna make me rip the shirt. Is he being serious?
This is between you two. I don't want you to rip it, but I don't know.
You rip it if I'm serious.
All I have is the store and the shirts and the job, and if I.
And the music.
And just rip
and
it.
And the magic. Oh, my glory.
I was joking. Wait, you ripped it.
Wow.
What are you doing?
Gary.
We'll be right back with Anna Reisman, everybody.
Congratulations on your job.
I have the job.
Yeah, you got the job.
All right.
And we're back on the Gary the Squirrel Show!
All right. Welcome back. My next guest is the host of the hit trivia game show, HQ Trivia. She's also an actor and also the host of a podcast. Unemployed! Anna Reisman! Please welcome Anna Reisman to the show! Wow.
Thank you. Oh, I'm supposed to shake everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. It's
honored.
A real treat.
Honored. Wow. Go Phillies.
Wait, oh, yeah. Oh, boy, this is a little uncomfortable.
Why?
Because, like, you're the host of HQ Trivia?
Yeah, I do host it now, yeah.
And then, like, Scott was the host of HQ Trivia.
That is true.
Is that why you sat in the middle? You swapped seats? You needed to get further away from me?
I'm here as a mediator.
Thank you.
This is kind of like if Tom DeLonge and Matt Skiba were on the same subway.
If you may be permitted a comparison, and you are.
Any bad blood?
No, I'd say only.
Maybe tonight with the bad blood moon out there.
Wow. Yeah.
But I guess, no.
You know, I walked into this thinking we were friends until this moment. You know, it just got awkward.
But the truth of the matter is she is the host of HQ Trivia right now. That is the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the
and
truth.
And I'm the sidekick for the Gary the Squirrel Show. Right
and
now.
I'm the guest.
Yeah,
you're a guest on the show that I'm a sidekick of. That's the truth of the.
This feels
that's
great.
The reality of this moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anna.
Yeah.
Who are the nicest people in showbiz?
Who are the nicest people in showbiz?
Yeah.
The squirrels, honestly, are pretty great. You're up there.
Like, who have you met?
Who have I met?
Yeah. And who are the jerks? Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys?
You want to know who? Okay.
Spill it. I want to hear this.
I worked in restaurants for 7 years, if you can believe. And I met a lot of celebrities when I worked there. And
name names.
Okay. Nicest person ever, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Nice.
Very, very nice.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
My wife.
This tip is nice. Did you say that?
He didn't. No, he didn't say that. He didn't. But he was very nice. Also, Kim
My
Cattrall was very nice. What?
My name is Borat.
Did you audition for that role?
For the role of Borat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
That you know what? I would give you a role as Borat.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good.
Who else?
Who else?
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall was so nice. Yeah, I was very starstruck by her because I'm a huge Sex and the City fan. So I'm sitting here knowing Che Diaz.
You're
and
next
these
to
guys...
Buster. Look down the couch. Buster. That's Buster.
These guys didn't know who Che Diaz was.
I know. Can you believe it?
No.
Oh, it's Che Diaz.
Che
right.
Diaz.
Not
yes,
Jay.
The stand-up. And right. You still were both like, what?
Che Diaz.
Che Diaz.
Now
baby.
It's coming back to me. This is the. I don't think James is still aware of this.
I never met Che
finally
Diaz.
Finally got it.
You finally got it.
But I live for Sex and City and Unjust Like That. Huge fan. So meeting Kim Cattrall was special.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I heard a rumor.
Uh-oh.
That the dude who played Mindy's dad on Mork and Mindy was really cheap.
Conrad Janis. He was the son of Sidney Janis, who was a famous gallery owner in New York, and they were probably pretty well to do, so that's bad that he was cheap.
Yeah, Conrad Janis.
You know this.
You should host trivia. I mean, I don't
he wasn't Mindy's father, though, but he was an adult authority figure, so sorry.
He ran that record store. Remember?
The ball guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mork.
Mork of Mork and Mindy?
Nanu, nanu. He was always getting mad at Orson.
Yeah, Orson was funny. I remember Orson.
I don't know the show.
This is generational divide here.
This is generational divide, probably.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pam
well,
Dahmer.
you weren't watching it during its original run. You may
late
not
70s.
Have been on the earth yet.
Maybe not.
Anna.
Yeah.
How did you get your start in showbiz? What was like the first job you got where you're like, I'm in the business?
I got a job on a commercial. And I thought, this is it. I'm set for the rest of my life. It was a Walmart commercial. And I thought that was like, I was like a Hollywood star. They flew me to Chicago.
Now, what did you do in this commercial? Give us a little bit of that character.
Well, okay. So I play the employee at Walmart during holiday season. And I was selling a cell phone to a couple. So I take a selfie. I take a photo of them. I wish it was a cell. I take a photo of them and I say, cheese, you know, and then they take the photo. And then I got to be honest. And this my big line was cut.
What was the big line?
Because it was a racist line. It was not a good line. And the director, they made me do it like 400 times. And I was like, something feels wrong about this. And then
thank God
it was cut. No, I had a line. I had a line being like, okay, smile. You know, I did say cheese. And then.
I'm so terrified.
I'm scared to say this out loud. This haunted me.
Look, you didn't write this line.
I didn't write this line. I didn't even want to say the line, but that it was the part. And it was a black couple and then me. And the woman like does some snapping thing. And then I mimic her back being like, go shopping, girl, or something. And it was all awkward and wrong. And thank God someone at Walmart said, maybe we should get rid of that last part of the commercial. But they had us do it so many times. And I just remember he's like, let's try it this way. And the girl who was in the commercial with me, who's still my friend to this day, this was like 10 years ago, maybe longer. She's still my friend. And like, we laugh about this because it was cut.
Now, what do you think that character would say about Elon Musk buying Twitter?
You'd probably be like thrilled, you know? She's probably ready to pay her $8 a month for verification, I think.
$8. Anybody who pays that's a sucker.
But aren't we going to feel withdrawal when we don't, if you're not verified anymore?
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Gary, are you verified, Gary? Are you verified on Twitter?
Good question.
No, I'm not.
Why not? You have your own talk show.
I'm verified over at Parler. Now, how do you get representation?
What?
How do you get representation?
Like in acting?
Yeah, because look, I got an agent.
Yeah? You're already doing it.
I had an agent. His name's Milt Gorman. And he's in jail right now.
Oh, no.
Because he was a part of that whole January January 6th thing?
Oh, shit.
Like, he swears he went into the Capitol to just use the bathroom.
And he did a little more?
Because, look, he's got some health problems, to be fair. But that also doesn't explain why he was trying to sell Chuck Schumer's desk blotter on eBay. So, look, my representation's going to be in jail until about 2045.
Wow.
So I could use a little advice.
Well, do you have headshots?
I need a headshot.
Yeah, you definitely need a headshot.
Do I have to, like, dress like a fireman in one and then a doctor and then a baby with a giant lollipop?
That helps. And if you own a policeman's uniform, you want to put that on the resume.
Wow.
So they know.
See, James, he's, I mean, you've done so much.
That was back in the 80s, that was the thing. You'd wear different costumes.
And you'd say, I own a police costume.
There was a guy in New York who put up posters of himself in different costumes saying, hire me. He's a doctor.
He's got the costume.
Construction outfit is always popular.
I do have to say, my dog has come in handy before. I've gotten asked to do things before because they want my dog in it.
What's your dog's name?
Bobby Flay. He's a toy poodle named Bobby Flay.
Okay.
And when I got him, my mom was like, one of you needs to make it. And he's done pretty well for himself, you know. He doesn't pay rent yet, but he could.
So Bobby Flay will be in back in the old days when we went to casting offices, he would be there and they would go, can we see the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know, or I'd get asked to do like comedy videos because they're like, we need a dog. We'd love to have you in it too, but we really need a dog.
Well, maybe Bobby Flay has an agent I could talk to.
Yeah. Actually, you'll love this. No joke, in New York, there is a dog. It's called the Dog Agency. And I remember my dog is now 13. And when I first got him, when he was doing well, I thought, I emailed the dog agency. Okay, yeah. No other animal. Unfortunately, they don't take on other animal clients. They only do dogs. And I called and I sent over and they were like, yeah, send his stuff. And they wrote me back and said, well, he's a beautiful dog. Unfortunately, we're not taking on new clients with less than 40,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, my God.
So
what else could you judge these dogs on? Let's be honest.
So I got drunk and I bought 40,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And I said, how about now, bitch? And she didn't. They didn't take it. It must have been too fast. It was like 2 days later. And I was like, put him in the film.
Yeah. They were like, your dog had 22 followers yesterday. Now your dog has 90,000 followers.
I was like, you know, when you go viral, it just clicks. And yeah, I guess they saw the bots that I bought.
Now, HQ is on every week now.
Yeah, it's on Thursdays. They've been on a little hiatus for a few weeks, but it's been on Thursdays. I should say, I didn't always host trivia. They never let me host trivia, actually. I hosted the Words show. So Scott and I were like a tag team. He was the 9 o'clock trivia show. I did the 9:30 Words show. I'd see him in the green room.
Scott was like, tag in, tag out.
Scott was like, Stuart, you were like Colbert.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune.
I was Colbert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and now you're doing the trivia show.
Yeah, now my show doesn't really exist anymore. Sometimes it comes back. It pops back in. But right now, yeah, I'm doing the trivia show when I host.
Every Thursday, but when's it coming back?
I don't know. It's.
It might be dead.
I don't know. No, it's not.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you, Scott? You'd love that. Scott's, I'm so sorry, Anna.
Scott's showing up pulling the wires out. No.
I was doing a Jerry Maguire over there.
Scott's the OG, you know? They still lose their mind when they see Scott.
Yeah. Quiz Daddy.
Quiz Daddy. VTG.
Quiz Daddy, baby.
VC.
Everybody's got to go to his store. Holidays are coming up.
And I'll tell you what, 20% off for Gary the Squirrel watchers. Okay? You mentioned Gary's name, 20% off.
And you can use the bathroom.
And I'll let you use the bathroom.
Are you selling HQ merch out of your store?
I have someone made a jersey for me. Someone invited me to their wedding.
Beautiful.
Strangers. I showed up. I love a good wedding party.
You went?
I went.
I don't even go to weddings. I know the people.
Yeah, I love weddings. And they were so amazed that I showed up to their wedding that they sent me a gift. Like, you're going to send me a gift on your wedding. They sent me a custom jersey, HQ in the front, Quiz Daddy number 1 in the back. I was like, oh my goodness. You didn't have to do that, but it's hanging in my store now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
How much?
That's NFS. Not for sale.
That sounds like a challenge. I'll give you 30 grand for it.
You see, you're proving my point. I wanted to call my store NFS and have no price tags. And people walk in, how much is this? Not for sale. Yeah. Nothing's for sale in the store. Until they get that thing. Come on, man. I'll give you 100
they're
for
finally
it. 200.
Yeah. And they're going to be like, wait, is this Scott's apartment?
Yeah. It's just an art installation.
It's just art installation.
Yeah.
NFS.
Anna.
Yeah.
What can we look forward to in 2023?
In 2023.
From you.
From me? I'm launching a new podcast soon with a friend. I do a lot of impressions.
A new podcast, you say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I'm getting into a new podcast.
Tell me more.
No, my friend and I do impressions, and we want to do a podcast where we can do our impressions on it.
Ooh, give us an impression right now.
Okay.
Who do you do?
I do Steve from Sex and the City.
Really, I do like Steve from Sex and the City, too.
What?
I do him, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay, you ready?
Yours, and I'll do mine.
Okay. Miranda, I miss you. Miranda, what are you doing out there with Che Diaz? Oh, I got to go. I got to go to a Knicks game. It's David Eigenberg. It's Steve.
It's good.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
I knew David Eigenberg in New York.
Really?
And that's dead on.
Oh, thank you so much. He's never commented on my Instagrams.
Oh, tell him James Urbaniak says comment.
Here's mine. Hey, Miranda, why are you so weak? Just go get some ice cream.
Ma!
I like eating ice cream. With you.
Yeah. You know, he goes,
Steve!
I love a good dessert bowl.
Why can't we just go get ice cream?
And she's like, Steve, I want a divorce.
I can't wait for season 2.
Me too. I'm ready for it.
So what's this podcast going to be called?
To be determined. That's what we're discussing.
We got NFS, TBD.
Yeah, VTG.QDC.
They're all DOA.
So let us know when that podcast comes out.
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
Anna Rosman, everybody.
Oh, wow. Thank you for having me.
The comedy of James Fritz.
Woo.
All right.
And we're back to the Gary the Squirrel Show.
All right. Now, when you do a talk show and you get like a comedian on, there's a thing called the wave over. And it can like make or break a comedian's career when the host goes, come on over. Because it means I thought you're funny. Will this guy get the wave over? Is he going to be funny enough? We'll find out. But let me introduce him. Like Dennis Miller, Bill Cosby, Jim Brewer, and Louis C.K. My next guest is a stand-up comic. Please welcome to the show, making his network debut, James Fritz!
Wow. Thank you. What an honor to be here. I'll be honest, I'm a little drunk. I was at the hospital earlier today, and I promised a little sick kid that I would bomb tonight. Looks like he's going to make it. I was very nervous before the show tonight. I had my girlfriend pull some tarot cards. I live in L.A., so I'm dating a witch. And she's cool. She's like a Chicago teacher witch. You know, she's like a witch that will like hex you and kill you. But she's the best. And so like I know a lot of witches now. And I grew up in Kentucky, so I didn't know any witches growing up because I guess we burned them all. But now I know a lot of witches, and I feel like they're all lying to me, because she'll pull a card, and it'll be like a man hanging upside down, being disemboweled, and like his organs are falling out of his body, and then crows are like eating the organs, and blood is coming from his eyes, and she's like, no, that's a good card. You want that. Maybe send in the crows. I think men have ruined it all. Maybe we should all have our innards eaten, especially by the election results tonight. Seems like banning abortion isn't enough to stop it. I don't know. I don't think I should be able to tell a woman what to do with her body. I don't think I should be allowed to tell me what to do with my body anymore. That's how we got here. Like, I'm just like, eat every pizza like it's the last pizza you'll ever eat, or that'll be made even. Like, they're gonna stop soon. Or, like, I know, watch a 7-part, 8-hour miniseries streaming on a piping hot laptop just resting on your balls. I didn't want kids anyway. I've been in LA 10 years. It's a hard town when you're not generationally wealthy. It's very hard. I grew up in like Western Kentucky, and you know, I thought I knew rich people. I didn't know wealth. Like, growing up, like, the richest guy in our town was like the guy with the most lumber, and he was the lumber king, and he would marry the woman with the shiniest ham, and they would rule over us benevolently, and if we were kind to them, our crops would grow. And then I move out here, and I'm like breaking my head against comedy, and I see shitty comics. I see shitty comics just thrive while other more talented people don't, and I always wonder, why are they going up the ladder so quickly? And then I Google them, and it's like, oh, their granddad ran a movie studio. And I'm like, oh, I bet that really helps. Your granddad ran a movie studio. Cool. My granddad, oh, he drove drunk off of a bridge, and he landed on some railroad tracks, and he died slowly over many days in an old country hospital. And while he was dying, Wizard of Oz was playing on the TV, because back then Wizard of Oz would come on once a year, and that's when you watched it, and it would be on TV around Thanksgiving. And so then every year after that, my father would be in his basement just inhaling black mold around Thanksgiving, cursing out the actors in the commercials because he thought they were better than him. And he'd be flipping around, and then Wizard of Oz would come on, and he would stop for a second, and then a tear would start to form in the corner of his eye, and then he'd suck it back into his head, because you don't cry in front of your boy. So my family's connected to film too. We're all connected to film. Yeah, comedy's hard. I don't want to say comedy pays poorly, but every time I watch Glengarry Glen Ross, I'm like, ooh, a set of steak knives. Thank you very much.
Hey, James.
Yeah, Gary?
Come on over.
Yeah! Wow. Everyone's leaving? Cool.
I don't know.
I want you to come over and give me, I want a soda.
Oh, okay. What's your flavor?
Diet Fit.
Diet Fit. Is there
no, yeah, I'm just fucking me. You did it.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you. Thank you. This is my late night debut.
James Fritz.
Wow.
Not James.
Yes, Gary. Can I call you Gary?
Yeah. Of course. What's it like being a young comic in today's climate?
I'm 44.
Are you upset that you can't say certain words or use hate speech on stage with no consequence?
Well, that's not really what I ever really tried to do with comedy. I always found it, you know, I wanted to, like, express myself, but hate speech was not why I started.
No, I always say hate speech is not great speech. Don't use it!
Okay. I won't use that, I promise.
Start working clean!
I tried to not curse tonight, but some of your guests had real toilet mouths.
You gotta do clean stuff! Like, what's his face?
Cosme?
No! The guy's like, you know that one guy?
Yeah, there's like, Ryan Reagan. I'm stupid!
Ryan Reagan!
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan.
Gaffigan.
Yep. Never laugh again.
Ooh. Shots fired.
I'm trying to get the numbers up.
No. I heard you had a run-in with a horse recently. Tell us more about that.
With a horse?
Yeah, tell us that story.
I don't really have a horse story, Gary. I think you...
My writers told me you had a run-in with a horse.
No, I haven't.
And I'm trying to do, like, Comics Unleashed.
Yeah, I get...
Or just ask an obvious question that leads into comedy routine. But make it try sound conversational.
Well, I don't
My
really...
My writers are fired! You're all fired! James, you got a packet?
I could whip one up for you real quick.
I do.
Wait, how...
You got a curb script, Anna?
Yeah.
Can I read your curb?
Yeah. I got a curb script for you. What else?
You're hired!
Thank Whoa. You.
James!
Yeah?
What's 1 + 3?
4.
You're hired!
Yeah.
Everybody, James, what are you doing? What can we look forward to in 2023?
In 2023?
James Fritz.
Well, I mean, hopefully I'll be a recurring guest on the Gary the Squirrel Show, you know? Yeah. Like back in the day, you know, like a comic Johnny loved would do multiple times a year.
Yeah. You're going to be our David Brenner.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I want to come back and do stand-up on your show.
You can do that.
Thanks.
Book it. Everybody, thanks for watching the Gary the Squirrel Show. We'll be back soon. Boop.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Squirrel out.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show #4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.